We've set up Crime Fighters out there, which is similar to Crime Stoppers here. Works slightly different because obviously Ghana is a totally different place to England and how we work. But it was to actually go to the other areas of Ghana to launch it. So, you know, Crime Fighters is going to take over the whole of Ghana, so everybody in Ghana can ring the same number. We've had calls on drugs, calls on armed robbery, because armed robbery is a big crime over there. They do get calls on robbery as well, but also one of the good calls for England and for the UK, I suppose, selfishly, is we're getting to find out who is currying drugs into England from Ghana. So obviously just one piece of information is making Crime Fighters work.
Alongside your work with Crime Fighters over there, I know that you sent over a container full of aid and items to help different people in Ghana. Can you tell us a bit more about that, please?
In it was equipment for the local schools, which we are supporting. That's the school that takes children off the street. Some of these children haven't got parents, haven't got homes. They live on the street. And this school is helping those children. So rather than going into foster care and things like that, you know, the school is helping them. And at the same time, they don't charge. Over there, it's £21 a year to go to school. Now, £21 to us, what, is nothing? It's not even a week's shopping. It's, you know, but over there, that is a lot of money. So this school is set up. It's a charity school, so the children off the streets can go. They're given a uniform. They are made a uniform to fit. And it's fantastic. With the help of what we've been doing from England, there's computers in that school. Books, pens, things we take for granted, they've got it there. There was also equipment for a hospital as well out there, and an incubator which we took out. And of course, we fill a compound, and that itself is amazing to look down and see everything. And of course, the police are sort of looking at their equipment and they're all excited. But then when we take it to the school, the best thing about this one, we did it late in the afternoon, which in some ways is a bit awkward for us because we have to get it done quickly. But then when we got it to school, we was able to set all the chairs and tables up for when school in the morning. So the children all came in expecting to sit on benches or sit on the floor. And they walked into these little rooms and they were table and chairs. There were books, there were crayons, there were paper. You know, it's like Christmas all over again. And of course, all the boxes were boxed up and they wanted to look in all of those. And it's great because you walk into the school and the children just run to you. And it's fantastic. But to see them, you know, really, you know, doing the maths and working it out and to sit on their tables and, it was just amazing. That really, really was.
So on behalf of the Ghana Police Service, once again, and of course the Inspector General of Police, let me say thank you very much.
Thank you.
I can assure you that the items will be good use. They'll be, we'll put them to training purposes and operational purposes to make sure that, like I said, we practice policing as to the highest standards. Thank you very much.
There's been a lot of talk about alleged corruption in Ghanaian police, and people might say to you, well, why should you and we be helping a police force who are at the centre of allegations like that? What would you say to those people when they make those sort of claims?
Yes, there is corruption out there, although it is heavily being stamped out. But if we can save a life, if we can still get the calls which helps us stop the drug dealers and coming into England and currying all the drugs in, then surely that helps. You know, you can't condemn a whole of Ghana just for a few odd people. Otherwise, we'd be the same here. There's people in the UK, no matter what business and life they're in, they're probably not quite honest. So does that mean to say we're not supposed to help everybody else? The protective gear is fantastic. We sent out some stab-proof vests, and last time we did as well. And I met a couple of guys who were so grateful because they'd been called to an armed robbery through Crime Fighters. They'd got there, but when they were fighting, one of the offenders pulled out a machete and struck at him. And of course, he'd got his vest on, which saved his life. You know, so he is still alive today, thanks to the police force for donating the equipment and for MPAC for sending it.
So I know you've had a lot of help from people, MPAC, other police forces around the UK, volunteers, YMCA, people that have donated goods and helped you out with that side of the appeal. What would you say to all those people now that you've been to Ghana again and you've seen the impact that their donations or their help has had on real people's lives?
What you've done, no matter how small or how large, it has made a real difference. Every time I come back, I cry. When I go out there and I see the children, they remember what we've done, and the things we send are still there. They're not discarded, they're not sold on or anything. They are making a real, real big difference. And if you could see what you've done, put a smile on that child's face, help somebody, oh, thank you so much. It means the world, it really, really does.
What's the future hold for you in Ghana?
I'm back out there in October, fingers crossed. And all being well, I will be sending another container. MPAC have very kindly said, you know, they're going to help to try and raise the money. So it's my wish and plea again for people to donate to help send that. While I'm out there, I will be visiting the other regions, the north regions, where they are more prone to armed robbery, but we are spreading the word. So then crime fighters will be covered totally throughout Ghana.